OG got some new shit out. Nardo Wick, I don't know who the fuck that is. We good? Yep.
Then in hip hop, classic review week. Jadakiss, Kiss the Game Goodbye. Look, if I got to give you a bio on Jadakiss, what? How the hell is you listening to Dead in Hip Hop, bro? Look, he from Yonkers, New York. You welcome. Ken, I remember when this joint came out, man. I graduated high school in 02. This came out right at my junior year. And, man, like, this album right here, bro, this is, like, all I play. Like, my little brothers used to hate me because I used to wear out an album.
Really?
Yes. If I love that shit, bro, I'm playing it back to back to back to back. Ain't nothing else that need to be played. Going back, man, like this thing, it was definitely nostalgic. But it also reminded me of an era. And I guess, you know, commercial artists now, they still do it too, where they have all of these 21 tracks. Bro, this thing is an hour and 17 minutes. It's long as fuck.
Yeah, that's how they got busy back then.
But for the time, it was classic. At the time, I would say it was no skippables. But now, hell yeah. There's some definite skippables, but I still think it's classic. It starts off dope with Jada's Got a Gun, but then it goes right into some hard shit. Show Discipline. Mm-hmm. Knock Yourself Out was the biggest single off of this joint, and then We Gonna Make It. Like, that right there to me is one of the preemptive locks joints, even though it doesn't have all three members. But to me, that's what established that back and forth between Styles and Jada. Mm-hmm. Like obviously other people have copied that, but nobody does it like them two.
Yeah, classic. I would say that's one of the classic hip hop beats too, man.
Oh, 100%.
People love the freestyle on that joint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was really interesting listening to this now.
19 years later.
Yeah.
Oh no, shit, 20. Like, 20 years.
And I was wondering to myself, I was like, dang, did I like all of this back then, or did I just play it because I paid for it?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, you know, Knock Yourself Out, and I think that was interesting, like, how a guy like Jada and the Lots at the time would be on the radio, mm-hmm. and how they could kind of balance that out. But yeah, Knock Yourself Out, We Gonna Make It. Of course, that's when Dragon and Eve and all of them were big mm-hmm. back then. The Carl Thomas track, I was like, oh my God, what was that?
Yeah.
I was like, I hope I didn't like that.
But you know what though, Ken? At that time, like, that was the formula. This was the big formula. It was the formula.
I know. They had Nate Dogg on here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that joint was cool listening back. But man, I totally forgot that he did a track with Fiend and 8-Ball and MJG.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, this is fucking nuts.
It was the early 2000s where New York and Down South really started collabing.
And remember, 8-Ball and MJG, were they had kind of went from the South and they were fucking around with Puffy.
Mm-hmm.
So It made sense. I forgot because I never play this album at all.
Yeah, I don't go back in its entirety. Obviously, you know, We Gonna Make It. That's just a classic. And in all honesty, that's the main one I come back to. And you know, I know about Soul Discipline, but listening to it again, I was like, oh damn, maybe I need to add that to a playlist because that one is super hard. I can't say it aged well. But it's still, in my opinion, a classic because at that time, it was one of the hardest joints out. And then the joints that we're talking about that we don't like now, at the time, it was the formula. Mm-hmm. And it worked at the time. It just didn't age well.
Yeah, no, I agree. I did. I still like the song with Ann Nesby, which is so funny. Just the idea of her being on a track, you know, way back then, you know, as a soul R&B singer. But I think that's just time, man. Time just kind of, sometimes it'll reveal some flaws, you know,
100.
Or maybe just it'll show how things have just evolved and sound has evolved and rapping and production and everything has evolved. Or like you said, that formula don't exist anymore. Now is, you know, we're just going to make shit that we like. But overall, I you know, going back, you know, it was fun listening to it. I'll probably pull some joints out here. Out off of it, but I think that was it. But it's definitely one of those albums that it does come up sometimes in conversations when people talk about Jadakiss because I think that it has that nostalgic feeling.
It does.
But then when you listen to it, you're like,
Okay. Nah, I feel you. Ken, this joint's 21 songs, 1 hour, 17 minutes long. Which was, well, what are some of your favorites on him?
Give me Show Discipline, Knock Yourself Out, just as a mainstream single. We Gonna Make It, of course. Of course, I'm going to have to get my boys, Ball and G and The Fiend. And I like the It's Time I See You. Mm. Yeah, that's that. Now, it felt good hearing that one, you know, because that was definitely old school, you know, Rough Rider shit.
Mm. For me, give me Show Discipline, Knock Yourself Out, We Gonna Make It, None of Y'all Better. That shit hard as fuck, too. Ain't None of Y'all Better. And then give me... Yeah, just give me those. Give me those. Mm. But look, classic week will continue.
Me and put your hands up.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. That shit's hard too. Yeah. That shit's hard too.
I used to play in the club.
But look, it's classic week. Me and Ken told you we're gonna end DE365 2021 edition with a bang. We're starting off with classic week. Next week, we're going to do either Atlanta week or Dolph week. We're not 100% sure how we're going to roll them out. But either way, make sure you stay tuned for Atlanta week and Young Dolph week, RIP. And we out this piece, man. We'll catch you another one with a classic tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.